have some fun doing that sort of thing. I've got a great feeling that I want to do something in with an Aztec feel about it and do some terracotta sculpture in pottery, unglazed, and make some of these darling men with their great big fat lips and square heads all sitting on top of each other. Unfortunately, the kiln won't take anything more than 12 inches high, but I should really love to have a go at that. It's a change from doing pots all the time, although I could do with a few extra utensils. Next thing will be to make something with a lid on. It's difficult to get it flat enough to sit well, and then I must make a mug to drink my tea in the pottery, and that'll be another little effort to get the handle stuck on so that it doesn't drop off every time I wash it. All these interesting things. Perhaps it's just because the boys are older that I've got the scope and the time to go out. I just bottled 21 jars of plums this morning, so I'm a bit sick of the kitchen. Anyway, I'll close now and leave the ending bit as it was on the other tape. Cheerio for now. I hope I didn't mess it up too much on that other track to make it inaudible. Goodbye for now. He's done jolly well because he's only about 30, isn't he?
I think he's 31.
Anyway, Mr. Paul will probably know a bit about that. But, they've picked up so many languages, I'm sure Italian comes into their sphere. We used to laugh about them because they said that Rome was the cheapest place they could get toothpaste in all their travels. So they used to go totting off to go and get toothpaste from Rome. Anyway, Joy is still envying you with your four children, and she hasn't got any, despite all her punctured bottoms and tests and various embarrassing things. Anyway, we seem to be coming to the end of the tape now, so we'll say cheerio until we can speak to you again the next time. Don't leave it too long before you send us another tape, will you? And perhaps we'll hear the children next time.
And happy birthday to all those who have birthdays.
Bye.